No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good, thanks. And you?
I am very well, thank you. Unlike some of our texters who have got questions about sick leave, which we can kick off with this morning, somebody has asked, I'm on placement at university and I found out that they have no provisions for sick leave. Is there a union I can contact about this? Is it just my student union because they are a bit toothless, brackets, no offence?
This is a really good question, and you know, it's not my specialty, and I'm not sure what, you know, what placement you're on. But I would say that you're absolutely entitled to, you know, the mandated minimum of sick leave, you know, outlined in employment law, on placement. I would go to your student union, even if you they are a little bit toothless, because they would have some helpful advice, even if they're not able to, you know, advocate for you. In terms of whether you can join a trade union as a student, I know the Public Services Association offers actually free membership to students.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I really would encourage people to join them if you do want to be a union member and you are, you know, on placement. But then the other thing is you might want to think about which union normally covers the work that you're doing the placement on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing if they provide support for students, because I mean, I know the union I work for, NZNO, the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, we definitely provide a lot of support and advocacy for our student members. So yes, definitely a couple avenues to explore there, but I would explore all of them, to be honest. It's really disturbing to hear that there's no provisions for sick leave, because we're in the middle of a global pandemic still. Yeah. So
what's the deal with, I know that some, you know, depending on what course you're doing, what your placement actually is all about, some people have paid placements, which is essentially it's a job, and some people they don't get paid for it, it's just part of their course. Is there any reason why that would affect your rights as an employee, even if you're not technically being paid for the work you're doing?
I mean, if you're being paid, you know, that is a very traditional employer-employee relationship, which is pretty black and white regarding your sick leave entitlements, and that you should be paid for that, in fact. If you're not being paid, and, you know, I know, like, the thing is, like, it's a bit, there's a lot of inconsistencies and difference in people's, yeah, like, placements and whether they're paid or not. But if you're not being paid, you have the right to say, you know, I think that makes it even more clear that you, you know, could come and go. I mean, what, you know, sick leave should just not be out of, should not even be a question, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yes, if you're being paid in the placement, you should absolutely get sick leave and it should be paid. And if you're not being paid, I would say you have unlimited sick leave because, you're a student, you know, I don't, and as long as you have a doctor's certificate, I can't think of any reason why you shouldn't be allowed to take sick leave.
Mm. Well, that segues quite nicely into our next text we've had in. Someone said, I've been sick for a week and my work wants me to provide a doctor's certificate to prove it. Can I ask my work to pay for me to go? I literally can't afford it.
This is a really good question. So just as a rule of thumb, if you have been sick for less than 3 days and your work asks you to provide a medical certificate, they are required to pay for it.
Okay.
So that's really important. So if they ask for a medical certificate after a day of sick leave, they have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in terms of you not being able to afford it after a week, so there's no requirement that they pay for it, but I would absolutely ask for them to pay for it, given the, you know, your situation. There's nothing prohibiting you from asking, and I think it's worthwhile just explaining that. And you know, you are entitled to take your sick leave.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you have, you know, you have that sick leave, if they want evidence and you're not able to afford it, then I don't see any reason why you can't ask. But just remembering for other people out there, if they ask for a certificate before 3 days, they need to pay for that.
Good to know. It's really good to know. And we have talked about this before, but, you know, in the context of a pandemic, there shouldn't be barriers to you taking time off.
Absolutely.
If you're unwell. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Someone said, my work did a survey asking if we thought that they were a diverse workplace. I said no and that there was lots of room for improvement. Then they emailed me disagreeing with me and basically saying that they were diverse and they weren't going to change anything. Then lots of question marks and exclamation marks after that. What was the point of the survey, and is there anything that this person can do to have a dialogue with their work about it?
Well, I think your employer is not really acting in good faith, firstly. If, you know, I think those sorts of surveys where that you are asking questions that, you know, are sensitive should be anonymous, firstly,
mm-hmm.
and people should be able to speak up and give feedback without fear of repercussions. So it's kind of disturbing to me that they would, like, email you back to disagree with you, because I think that puts you in a rather precarious or, like, you know, anxious situation. So I just want to point that out. You know, these kinds of questions should allow for anonymous feedback, because that's the only way you're going to get honest feedback. So I think in the first instance, they haven't gone about this in a great way.
Mm.
And I would say what the point of the survey is probably a tick box exercise where they didn't really expect a lot of pushback. I don't think this reflects well on your employer, I have to say. And I think if you feel comfortable giving this feedback that actually this should have been anonymous and they should have actually considered it, and this, you know, kind of defensive posturing doesn't seem to indicate they really want to talk about whether they can improve and be a, you know, more welcoming workplace for people, for all sorts of people. So, yeah, I don't know.
It sounds like the kind of thing that if it feels like a problem at your workplace, could you bring it up with your union rep? Could you talk about it with your colleagues? Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. I also just want to say I think this is a red flag in terms of what kind of employer this is.
Yes, not sounding ideal there, is it? We've got a couple of questions about unions themselves and where people can sign up. We've had this in a few times from people. Where can you find a union for freelance artists?
I think that's a really, really good question. So there used to be all sorts of unions for different types of artists. There used to be a musician union, a painter's union, all sorts of things. And, you know, over the years, as the union movement has come under sort of attack by the right wing and business, those organizations have fallen over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a lot of space there for committed artists to rebuild those organizations. That's just like a side point. The other thing I would say is there's nothing specifically for freelance artists, but ITU is the largest private sector union in the country, and they cover a huge range of professions. They cover journalists, for instance, who don't have a specific sort of union. So, you know, a union like ITU would definitely be able to fit artists under their umbrella. But, like, I kind of also get the want of having a specific organization which understands the industry. So just, you know, a kind of encouragement there for people who are keen. I think that those organizations played a really important role in, like, furthering the arts in New Zealand and need to come back.
Absolutely. And our last question is from someone who said, is the film industry allowed to have unions? I thought there was a time when they were forbidden.
So that's a really, really long question, and that's all around the Hobbit law and the change to basically take away workers in the film industry's right to collectively bargain. And so that means that you can join a union, but you're not allowed to come together in union and say we want to negotiate a contract, basically. But that's been sort of selectively repealed by the current government. So I just kind of want to plug Equity New Zealand, which is the union for stage actors in New Zealand. And I also want to say that the new Screen Industry Workers Bill means that you absolutely, despite being because I know a lot of people in the film industry are independent contractors, but you can absolutely join a union, and unions can protect you from bullying, harassment, or discrimination on the job. You can collectively negotiate for things like minimum working conditions and pay rates, and you can also negotiate for things above that on specific projects or programs. So, you know, it's not great. Like, film workers, still, there's some caveats there that mean that film workers actually have less right to, you know, collectively bargain than workers in other sectors, which is just, like, appalling, kind of, to be honest. But, yeah, that union is there, Equity New Zealand, and absolutely you should join them. They are an amazing voice for, you know, stage actors in the film industry, and they've been really loud about, you know, fighting for the rights of people in the film industry and getting that really appalling law repealed.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for that, Justine. Always some sage advice. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Monday, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rachel.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
I'm glad.